Welcome to Across the Desk and our new series, The Future Looks Good. We're focusing on autism and employment and connecting you to resources that can help your future look good.
You are the future. The future looks good.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Across the Desk. My name is Elizabeth Plouffe, and I am the host of Across the Desk. And I am so thrilled to be back behind the microphone. I've taken a bit of a sabbatical. It's been a bit of a tumultuous year. And I am really thrilled to be back because I'm launching a brand new podcast series called The Future Looks Good. And this podcast is going to be focusing on the autism community and employment and e-learnings and all kinds of things that we're doing. And one of the other reasons I'm really thrilled to get back behind the microphone is that I am joined by my business partner, Paulette Goddard, who's nodding and forgetting that she needs to
have to talk. Yes, I keep forgetting. Hi, everyone.
So Paulette's relatively new to the podcasting situation, and she's doing an awesome job. She's done a few now with me, and that's been fantastic. One of our goals, so if you're listening to this in 2021, just to timestamp this, we are May 6th, 2020, and we are now closing in on 8 weeks COVID lockdown. So COVID-19 has sort of struck the globe in a pretty incredible way. And so we are doing our podcast through Zoom, which I've done before, but it's more significant now because we're making this happen. Paulette lives in Toronto. And of course, with social distancing, not able to really be in the same area for a while. So excited to get back to this and add a little bit of normalcy to the situation. So the future looks good. Again, we're focusing on autism and employment and all those great things. We're going to kick off by introducing you to Paulette because I met her 3 years ago and I'm still learning about all the incredible things she's done with the autism community. She's shaking her head. She doesn't like me talking about her, but she's going to introduce you to herself a little bit and then we'll have a bit of Q&A so I can tease the details out of her. So kick it off, Polly.
Okay. So I've been working and supporting people on the autism spectrum for many years at this point in time. Primarily for the last 7-8 years, I've been working with youth and adults and helping them, coaching them. I'm not a therapist, I'm a coach. So I teach skills and I help people meet their goals. So I want people to live more fulfilling, peaceful, and independent lives. I want them to be able to grow and move into the area that they want to move into. So through the process that I've developed, we talk about what their goals are, what they want to do, and what they need to get there. And we start at the beginning. If their goal is to get employment, we start at the beginning of how do you get a job? If the goal is to go to college or university, we start at the beginning. What's there? What programs, what are you looking for? What supports do you need? And then we get them going and get them, you know, to continue to maintain what they need in employment and going to college. And then we also look at emotionally. Where are they emotionally? How do we control their anxiety? How do they deal with all the stresses when you think about work or going to school? Mm-hmm. You have to put all of that together in a big lump sum. So I coach people and teach them skills to master all of those things so that they can be successful the way they want to be in their lives.
One of the amazing things Paulette does about that, which is when we started working together about a year and a bit ago, actively working together, one of the things I asked Paulette was, so what's your process? And I was really fascinated by her response because her immediate response was, I don't have a process. And why this is significant is because everybody has a process. But what's unique about the way Paulette delivers is that she individualizes the process for each person. So when she says in her introduction there, where are you at? She really means it. She does not have a cookie cutter. Like, tell me a little bit more about why you decide, which I love, by the way, fully support, why you decided that individualized was more important than a cookie cutter routine.
Well, individualized is obvious. Every person is completely different. Every person is at a different starting point or a different leaving off point in their lives. If you don't meet them where they're at or meet them in the skill set they need, they're not going to be successful. If I meet somebody and say, oh, you need a job. Okay, tomorrow you're going to start working here and you're going to work for 8 hours. Instant failure.
Yeah.
But if we go through the, where do you want to work? How many hours do you want to work? What's the environment that's successful for you to work in? What type of work do you want to do? Mm-hmm. Then it's successful for them because I can't make them work anywhere. They have to be motivated and decide what they want to do.
For
and
sure.
I support them to get there.
So that was one of the interesting things. We had to develop a bio, and we'll talk about why we developed the bio later on in our conversation. But one of the things we uncovered when we were creating Paulette's bio was where her skill set for what she currently does began. And she shared a really interesting story around how her interest in helping people began in high school and with a co-op placement that she had. So you want to share a little bit about that?
When I was in high school, I had the very fortunate opportunity of actually working in a daycare center for special needs kids. So there were kids that were in wheelchairs. There were other kids that were with different abilities. And I spent my entire grade 12 year going to this school once a week. And it was absolutely wonderful working with these kids and watching them change and grow.
And so you kind of found your, so I've been an instructor and I had a student who, I was teaching medical office administration, which requires anatomy, physiology, pharmacology, and quite complicated subjects and not an easily digestible topic. And I had a student in the class and this was not her forte. She had not found her tribe. She had not found her thing. And I had to counsel her to leave the program. And I asked her, I said, why did you choose to do this? And she said, I wanted to prove that I can. And I said, okay, I respect that. I totally respect that. I said, but, and she had learning disabilities and a variety of things that were playing against her strengths. And I said, what I need you to realize after getting to know you is that you have a skill set that the other girls don't have. And she looked at me and she's like, what do you mean? And I said, you have a lovely, calm, approachable demeanor that people find approachable and friendly and they feel safe around you. And in it, you know, she happened to have an IQ issue. So in an ironic twist, she was working as a support worker for people with mental challenges. And I said, you might think that's the easy way out because it's easy for you to do. But what I need you to understand is that's incredibly hard for a lot of people to do. I said, I can't think of anybody else. And it was a class of like 20 odd women. Mm-hmm. I said, I can't pick one other person in the class that would be able to do what you're doing successfully. And I said, so that's not copping out. That's not, you know, not succeeding. You're using your skill set to the best of your ability to help people who really need you. And so that's one of the things I really admire about Paulette is that she sees people with challenges and immediately tries to figure out how to help them and not change them.
No.
And not force them into a situation that doesn't work. She sees them as individuals and she develops a plan with them, not for them. Mm-hmm. So you get that buy-in and that person feels empowered and listened to and all that kind of good stuff. So I'm going to read you a little bit of Paulette's bio. And then I've got a couple of, she's shaking her head. So her mission has been to provide individualized coaching and support for autistic youth and adults. And as she mentioned before, it's around creating a more fulfilling and peaceful and independent life. And I mean, that might sound a little out there, but when you are working in your zone and when you are working to your strengths, the level of calm and purpose is fantastic. It's taken me until my 40s to find that. So she helped you find it earlier. It's great. But it's around working together to develop skills in social understanding, relationships, emotional regulation, personal growth, and gaining and keeping employment. And the one thing I've been extremely impressed about is that both Paulette and I have a thing for lifelong learning. And I would love, Paulette, if you can remember some of them, because it's quite an extensive list. Could you share with the group?
some of my lifelong learning?
Some of the trainings that you've done.
I've done many trainings. A lot of the work that I've done has been around understanding anxiety, because I myself have an anxiety disorder, as does my son. So I've done a lot of extensive work in that. So when you just look at something like that, I've got a breath, body, and mind teacher, cognitive behavioral therapy, face your fears. But then also live life to the full. Like, there's tons of different things that I've done, but it's all material that I've been able to use for my clients.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I take what I need from my clients. There's a lot of people that will take a prescribed program like the UCLA Peers program, which is a social skills program, and they will do it word for word from the textbook. Well, there's no individual that I've met in the world that follows the rules of a 300-page textbook word for word, step by step.
Exactly.
So I take what I need from each of the different disciplines that I've studied and put it together for the client as they need it.
Yes.
Because nothing works for everybody. You have to find what works for that individual.
No prescription fits all.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that, so Paulette and I are doing that now. She's a trained facilitator for Living Life to the Full, which is a program that was developed through CHAM. I always get the acronym mixed up.
Canadian Mental Association for Mental Health.
There you go. Out in BC. And it was based on a program developed in England by, and I had it here, Dr. Chris somebody. I'm sorry, I'll get that information. And we've just completed delivering that program, started that program before COVID. So it was a face-to-face training for parents and caregivers of people on the spectrum. And then had to pivot and move to online. So we are able to deliver the course online, which is amazing. And now we're delivering it for our first group of 18 plus who are on the spectrum. Had our kickoff last night. And both of us finished that call and were absolutely giddy, if you will, around the group's willingness to share and support each other and their willingness to, you know, answer and engage. And we have one member who did not want to be identified and only communicated through chat. Totally great. You do whatever works for you. And the one thing that we both loved is because we met the group where they are and facilitated how they wanted to communicate and engage. By the end, this member was willing to turn on his video. And that will stay with me for the rest of my life, because that was an incredible moment of meeting people where they are, encouraging them and accepting how they need to engage, mm-hmm. and moving on in that capacity. And so the next part of our little chit chat is why I'm here. Because that goes back to what we were ending with on Paulette is people. So my son is now 22 on the spectrum. He was diagnosed when he was 7 with Asperger's and then diagnosed at 9 with dyslexia, executive function deficits, short-term memory integration issues, and high IQ, but challenges with output, which I always kind of knew. But when he was 7, he went through a psychoeducational assessment with somebody who did not meet him where he was and did not see him as an individual. And her findings at the end of that report were that my son was functionally retarded and afraid of his father. To say that that was devastating is putting it mildly, because when she presented that in front of the school team, this was a key point in my role as an advocate for my son. Everybody at that table who knew Thomas and had worked with him in the school and whatever looked at her like she was crazy. Mm-hmm. And I went, okay, this is not just me. She did not meet Thomas where he was. She did not try and understand him. She tried to fit him into her. So she was trying to test him as a neurotypical versus understanding. So this is why this is so important, because that report derailed us for quite a while. It made things challenging moving forward and whatever. And I had about a, I had a pity party for about a day and a half. And then I used some very bad language and said, nope, that's not going to be his future. And immediately put him on the list for another psychoeducational assessment. And so a psychoeducational assessment is a measurement tool to evaluate the disparity between IQ, learning, and output. And that's where you find the level of learning disability or what have you. So we already had a confirmed diagnosis of Asperger's, but my husband is dyslexic, so we knew one of our kids was going to likely show up with it. Now, when he was 9, he had another psychoeducational assessment. In our home, we decided with him to do medication. So he had medication because he's also ADD. So she came to our home with the Asperger's diagnosis, tested him as she should, but accommodated for his Asperger's and whatever. And wouldn't you know, above average IQ, executive function deficits, higher than average levels in some things and lower than average in the other. And now we had a roadmap. And that's what Paulette helps to create. She helps to create a roadmap that incorporates the individual, but also the potential that she sees in them, which is key. One of the things that that helps build is hope. And the company that I have founded is called Spiro Careers Canada. And Spiro is Latin for hope. That name came to be because I was at an autism conference. And there was somebody there, and a little bit of no friction directly with her, but there was just something about her and the way she was behaving and whatever just got on my nerves. And then she gave this amazing speech, and it was all about how people on the spectrum want hope that they can build relationships, hope that they can find people to support them, hope that they can find a job, hope that they can live a calm, peaceful, productive life, hope. And I was blown away by her eloquence and her vulnerability and her willingness to share that viewpoint. So that drives a lot of our why. Paulette became a partner in Spiro last year, and it is the foundation for what we do, is to create, and not hope in a wishy-washy way and whatever, but I go ahead. You look like you want to.
Well, it's hope, but it's also, it's basically just teaching the path to get to where they hope to go to.
Yep.
Because you typical people, neurotypicals, might find that path, be able to navigate it without any direction. Mm-hmm. People on the spectrum.
Very little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People on the spectrum don't know where the path starts.
Yep. Totally agree.
So they have to find the path. They have to figure out where it starts, and then they have to figure out what the steps are.
Yeah.
And their step might be, and I've had this happen to me. One of my clients, I said, well, what do you want to do? He goes, I'm going to be the Prime Minister of Canada because I can get you out of this country out of debt in a matter of 5 minutes.
So maybe he could be our Minister of Finance.
Yeah. I said, okay. And what do you need to do? What's the first step to becoming the Prime Minister of Canada? No answer.
Yeah.
He had no idea. And I started to explain to him what the qualifications might be and what education he might have to have and what all the other things are that might have to go there.
Yeah.
And, you know, he still wanted to be prime minister, but he decided that he's probably a better chef than he is a prime minister. So he went back to school to become a chef.
Apparently you can become a prime minister with a drama degree. So I'm just saying that, you know.
Yeah. But you have to have a little bit more than just, you know, your little high school diploma there.
Fair.
Right?
Fair.
Right. And you have to have a lot of networking and a lot of experience, which are skills that a lot of people on the spectrum have.
I enjoy Trudeau, so that was not a slag, but that's another story. So it was those experiences for me, sorry, just to finalize, it was those experiences within the education system, which were extremely, and I'm sure there are people who have had incredible experiences. We were not that family. We ended up, I had to fight every single year. I had to fight the school board, had to fight the teachers, had to fight. And I don't mean fight like I went in guns a-blazing, but I would go in with reasonable expectations and they would, you know, and I know teachers work extremely hard. I come from a long line of teachers. I've been a teacher myself. And in a neurotypical situation, I think, you know, teachers go above and beyond the call. And we did have teachers who saw Thomas as an individual, but we also had many teachers who did not. And that's where the friction and the frustration came in. And at the end of high school, this was another issue. We kept Thomas in summer school just to keep the routine going and to keep the learning, because that's how his brain processed and that's what he needed. And so we were planning for college and the whole nine yards. And it was October of his final year. And I got a phone call from the school to say, so Thomas is done in January. And we're like, what now? Excuse me? This did not come up in any conversation. And that was kind of the final straw for me to go, you know what? Things for people on the spectrum need to change. And it was 18 years of dealing with it as a parent. And then when my son turned 18, we eventually found the Autism Job Club, which became, it's a Burlington-based not-for-profit, which focuses on employment and autism for Halton Region. You check it out. Great resource. And it was learning that Thomas was the exception, not the rule, as far as his ability to be social and navigate independently and what have you. And that we were continuously, and it still happens now, trying to stuff kids into this cookie cutter mold of coaching versus meeting them where they are and developing the tools and trainings and things that they needed. So one of Spiro Career Canada's main goals in developing the platform NanoWorks is we are working with the autism community to come up with topics and beta test, and the layout of the platform will be, you know, driven by the autism community, because it's not enough that Paulette and I think we have a good thing, although it has been validated a few different ways, so it is a good thing, but that's another story. It has to work for the people that we're trying to help. We can't force another, you know, incomplete tool onto the autism community. So my background is actually in healthcare. I spent 13 years in healthcare, taught the program for 2 years for medical office administration managers, exited that and went into working for Girl Guides of Canada for 4.5 years. I also have a very strong volunteer base. I've been a personal volunteer for over 30 years. And then I worked in an organization where I managed 700 girls and 200 leaders for 4 years. So I know how to do big groups. I've been an event planner for 10 years. So I can conferences and all that kind of stuff. And that's leading into a point that we're going to talk about later. And it was my, I got my postgraduate in corporate communications in 2012. And my first job was working for Haltech, which is a regional innovation center. And that introduced me to the technology community. And it was through that experience, and it, you know, the universe works in mysterious ways. I met Paulette through Autism Job Club. I met some other people through Autism Job Club who were trying to solve this problem. And then my connections within the technology company led me to put together the idea for NanoWorks, which is named after my mom, who passed away last year. And NANA stands for Neurodiverse Accessible Network. And it's the polite version is for gaining employment success. The not so polite version is the neurodiverse accessible network that actually works, because most tools don't work. Sorry, but that's the truth. And so we've developed a bunch of tools, but one of the ones, and this is what our podcast is based on, are the e-learnings and trainings. And I'm so fortunate to have met Paulette, and the amount of knowledge this woman carries in her head, I'm surprised she doesn't have a neck brace, because and I'm not blowing smoke up her butt. She's such a committed learner, and she's so committed to the community that she's just been invaluable in helping develop these e-learnings. So can you kick off some of the topics? Because I know there's quite a few that are really important to you, and then we've blown it out a little bit. So.
Well, one of the topics that I absolutely love is change. And that's where we start with a lot of these e-learnings. And people go, well, yeah, well, a lot of people will, people who are autistic might say, why do you want to change me? We don't want to change you. We want to make you sure that the change is moving you forward to where you want to go.
Yep.
So that's where we're kicking it off. there's a lot of other things that we want to talk about, you know, making sure the individual understands the strengths and all the wonderful things that the autism has brought to into their lives and how to use those strengths successfully. Mm-hmm.
The typical employment one. So, I mean, and that's based on some of the process that Paulette uses. So what are some of the things, Paulette, that you have found? So if we choose employment as the goal you're helping somebody to work towards, what are some of the things that you've encountered? Because we've then turned those into e-learning. So this is based on Paulette's experience with people on the spectrum.
Well, the main thing is, of course, teaching them how to write a cover letter and how to write a resume, not doing it for them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And teaching them how to apply for jobs, not just online, but in person. How do you do that? How do you interact? Giving them the interview skills that they would need, making sure they understand how to advocate for themselves, how to get the accommodations they need for the interview and for the job. That's just a touch of some of the things we do with employment.
Yeah.
Because getting employment is one thing, but then you want to maintain it. So then you get into the whole realm of what do they have to do to keep a job?
Yeah.
What is the social structure in the job? How do you communicate within the job? There's tons of things that go along that aspect of it as well. And it's, again, not a tip sheet I can give to everybody that's the same tip sheet, because everyone will be on a different level of learning and understanding for where they're at.
Yep. You make an interesting point about the accommodations, because I think one thing that we've discovered through working with Autism Job Club and Paulette's client base is that not everybody's aware that they even need accommodations or what those might be. Mm-hmm. And the one thing, I did a workshop on employment last year through Autism Job Club at M.M. Robinson High School. And it was for one of the classes. The whole class was made up of people with a variety of challenges. And the one thing, and it, sometimes you get into what's called a state of flow. And when you're in a state of flow, you just have this, you know, all the knowledge that's tucked away in your brain, you know, bubbles to the surface. And so it occurred to me that this class, and probably most people, had never considered how important it is when you're looking for a job to consider what you need in a workplace. Mm-hmm. And so we went through this whole exercise of, okay, guys, when you come into school, what are some of the things that bug you? Mm-hmm. And one person brought up the lights, right? So the really bright lights in high schools and those long row lights, which bug me too. They give me migraines. And I said, so would you apply for a job at Best Buy or Staples or any of those big box stores? And he said, yes. And I said, well, hang on. What kind of lighting are typically in those big box stores? And you could see the little light bulb go off. He's like, oh. I'm like, so that would not be a good fit for you. And that has to be considered. So it's from these real life experiences between stuff that I've done and stuff I've experienced with my son and workshops I've run and Paulette stuff that we are developing these e-learnings. We have a whole range for the employment. Mm-hmm. And then we've got another one that we're, I don't have the list up. I'm sorry. And this is, it's going to run. You'll hear them all because that's what we're doing. Yeah. One cool thing that happened for Paulette and I last year, October 2018, Dr. Temple Grandin came to do a conference through Autism Job Club. And Marilyn Ellis, I still give her props for that because she runs the Autism Job Club. She said, what if we had Temple Grandin? I said, well, take a chance and ask her. And she did. And Dr. Grandin answered the phone and starts chitty-chatting away. And then she called back and she left a message on Marilyn's voicemail or whatever. And she's like, hello, this is Dr. Temple Grandin. I'd be delighted to come. And I was like, oh. And, you know, I know there are polarizing views about Dr. Grandin. I personally think she's awesome and had the opportunity to spend 3 days with her and be her person and learn so much more about her, which was incredible. And Paulette and I have both read a book called The Loving Push by Dr. Grandin. And so part of our e-learnings are for parents, because that's The Loving Push is directed at parents. And I reached out to Dr. Grandin and I said, would you consider allowing us to use your book as an e-learning to help parents further support and help their kids. Came back. Yep, no problem. Here's the thing. Just put a link to the book. One of the most generous people for her level of global notoriety that I've ever encountered. So that's another one that we're developing, is e-learning for parents and for people on the spectrum based on the Love and Push. And then we're developing some other ones. But if you have, so if you're listening to this and you're on the spectrum, or you're a parent of somebody on the spectrum, one thing we are looking for is you can put in, if you're listening to this on SoundCloud or depending on where you are, if you're on the website, send us a comment. If there's something you've run into that you'd like to learn about and we have the skill set and the education to do it justice, we would love to hear from you. You can visit spirocareerscanada.ca. Blogs and podcasts are going to be up there. We are working on getting it on comspectrum.ca, which is Paulette's company, is Com Spectrum Consulting. I have to do some wizardry on her website. and then we'll make it happen.
Page.
Yeah. What's that?
It's not a website, it's a page.
It is. But I'm meeting you where you are.
Yes, you are. Thank you.
And we're gonna do that. But this is the main reason we're sharing this with you right now, is this is our why. This is what's driving us to do this. It is, we are not, I mean, yes, Spirit Careers Canada is a for-profit organization. We have a product that we're trying to sell and whatever. We are not going to be doing marketing messaging throughout that. That's not how I roll. But our why is driven by the need to be of service. It's driven by Paulette's experience with her son, and continues to be a support for her son, who is 34. Mm-hmm. Mine's driven by my son, who is now 22. I don't know. What else drives you, Paulette?
What drives me is quite simple. I get to meet some of the most amazing people.
Truth, right? So creative.
They are so wonderful. The group we had last night, amazing group of people. They just are, what else can I say? It's a joy to be around them. It's wonderful to talk to people and get to know them.
And I can be as weird as I want to, because they embrace my weird, which I like, because I collect action figures from Marvel movies and I'm almost 50 years old. But also run two businesses and do some other things. So I'm not, you know, not completely.
They meet us where we are.
Yeah.
We meet where they are.
Which is awesome.
And accepting them for who they are and not trying to stuff that round peg into a square hole,
yep,
is what they need.
Yep.
And that's what I love about my work. It's just so amazing.
Yep. Agreed. So one of the other things that's come out of this, and this was, we're moving towards wrapping up. I did not have a timer on today because I just wanted it to unroll.
Can I just add one more thing about NanaWorks before you go on?
You can add whatever you want, honey.
Because NanaWorks will be an e-learning platform, correct?
So, all right. So, thank you. But there's more.
There's more.
Yes.
I just wanted to add that little bit more.
Yes. So, there is more. So, the goal of NanaWorks is to, thank you. It's a combination of tools that are specifically designed to allow people to get themselves out there for jobs. One of the key barriers we're trying to remove is, and it comes up at every single autism employment workshop, every single one is about disclosure. And our whole goal is to create a situation where employers are coming to the website and they know already that everybody on there is on the spectrum. So we don't have to convince them it's a good idea. You don't have to disclose. It's all out there already, and they're coming because they already understand the value. Well, that's the other e-learning. Sorry, we're also going to be that sounds so awful. We're going to be offering
employers.
Offering educational opportunities, mm-hmm, for employers to understand the value that the autism community provides for in a variety of industries. So we're exploring advanced manufacturing. We are exploring technology, but we are also exploring the creative arts and graphic design, like all kinds of stuff. So that's one of the main, you're raising your hand.
No, that's the one of the main reasons. Yes, because there is such a diverse field of skills within the autism community. It's not all IT. But the other thing with NanaWorks is that it is an e-learning platform. but you also have accesses to coaches while you're doing this, so that when you do sign up for the e-learning components, if you need to have something completely individualized for yourself, there are real people you can talk to.
Yep. We're bringing
it's
together.
Not just learn this online and go away.
Yeah.
So there's you connect with the people that work at Spiro, that work and understand the platform.
So thank you. So we will be having resume builders. We will be having video tools. We will be having whatever. But we have already been building relationships and connections with organizations that have autism-specific job coaches. And I'll go back for a second, because I had my first job when I got my postgraduate in corporate communications did not end well. And I made the decision after that to become an entrepreneur. So I went looking for a job coach. Now, here's the funny thing, is that I had never had a job coach before, so I didn't know what to expect. And I ended up with my first job coach, who in the 3-4 months that we worked together, I think I got 2 pieces of decent advice. The benefit of the job coach at the time was a routine. So forced me to move forward, forced me to examine certain things, but his skill set was quite limited. And then I went on to a second job coach. And I promise this ends positively for why we're doing what we're doing. And I thought, based on things that I'd read, that he would understand what it was like to be an entrepreneur and start your own business and whatever. What I didn't know was that he was in the process of being an entrepreneur the first time himself. And so would turn half of our coaching sessions into picking my brain, which I was like, I don't. Mm-hmm. I got the best piece of advice from an entrepreneur who said, why would you hire somebody to be your coach when they've never done what you do and they don't have any experience in what you do? And so this is why we are connecting to people who are autism-specific coaches, because they have the experience, they have the education, they have the training, they have what it takes to understand and meet people on the spectrum where they are versus, and not to disparage because everybody finds their place, versus most job coaches who have a strict process and don't have the experience and training that is needed by people on the spectrum to help them be successful. Mm-hmm. So that's absolutely getting built into there as well. We already have people who are interested. We are in what's called MVP development, which is minimum viable product. COVID has kind of put a kink in the development process. We were just getting ready to do full development when we had to put a break on things because of COVID. But we're getting there. The e-learnings are going up regardless. We're moving forward with that. You'll see that in the next couple of months. So I hope you'll listen in the meanwhile. And one thing that has come up that, and thank you again so much to our group last night, because they've helped Paulette and I realize that we are going to do it now. So I've started a not-for-profit called Socially ASD. And the goal of the not-for-profit is to create basically an ASD-friendly meetup situation. And so what we will be offering, and I'm going to be having that done in the next couple of weeks as well, is an opportunity for people to meet online, moderated, right? So it'll be through either Google Meet or some other secure situation. You have to register to be in it, because we don't want a situation where there's unmoderated, and like we want to avoid bullying and anxiety and whatever. And last night proved that we can do that successfully. So we'll move forward. The difference is that it will not remain a strictly online social meetup. It will transition into both. And there will be face-to-face meetups with the people that you meet in the group online. Once the social distancing relaxes and we're able to do it safely, it will transition into monthly face-to-face meetups. So we can continue to build the relationships online. If you're more comfortable, that's where you can meet first. And everybody last night was so incredible about sharing their interests and finding commonalities. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. And then we'll transition into face-to-face. And we've got some other stuff going on with that as well. So we got a lot going on.
Maybe a bit too much, no?
Well, Paulette's favorite thing that I say in the entire world is, I got an idea.
So sometimes I wish I didn't talk so much, because every time I talk, she goes, oh my, I have an idea.
I have an idea. I have another idea. My son comes by as ADD, honestly. I just find so much lacking. So much is lacking right now to help the people we're trying to help and support them properly, that I can't help it. I gotta fix this, man. And we have so many incredible people supporting us, and so many incredible, and they're going to be coming on the podcast as well, so you can chat with them and learn from them. And we just want to build a strong resource that is respectful and meets you where you are. And I don't know, that's it.
Sounds absolutely awesome.
Well, I think so. And again, you know, yeah. I have an idea.
Yeah.
So next week, our next podcast, we are going to start jumping into our e-learnings, and we're going to be jumping into change. And one of the things with NanoWorks, as we wrap up, is that everybody has to go through a change assessment before they can enroll on the platform. Now, why do we do that? Because I don't ever want to offer a product to somebody that they're not ready for. And that might sound a little weird, but you have to be open-minded to change to get success out of what NanoWorks could do for you. And it's also a bit of an eye-opener for some people. They will find the spots where they're resistant. They will find the spots where they might need some support before they start using the tools. And, you know, in its completion, you'll have an opportunity to reach out to coaches, because maybe jumping on NanoWorks on your own isn't the right step for you right now, you know, or, you know, we'll find a way to help you get to where you need to be in order to address whatever it is you're trying to improve in your life.
Again, starting where you're at.
Yep.
Figuring out what the next step is and how to get to that next step.
Maybe we should change the podcast to Where You At?
That's a good time.
We're not from Newfoundland, but
well, if the future looks good, it's the future looks good. Where you at?
Yeah. I see. Now I have another idea. Why'd you do that?
I do it all the time, and now I'm saying sorry again.
Damn it! Another idea. So, thank you everybody for listening and for joining us today. I hope you got something out of it. We'll be moving forward. Again, we're not doing this. I was going to say we're not going to be marketing throughout the messages, but please visit spirocareerscanada.ca. The information around NanoWorks is there, and it's growing as I'm able to make it grow. And then you'll see the e-learning platform shortly, and you'll be able to start testing some of them out so we can develop it for the autism community with the autism community. That's the goal.
Perfect.
Well, moderately good. So thank you for joining us, everybody. We really appreciate it. And we will talk to you soon. You going to say bye-bye, or are you going to wave?
Good night, everyone.
Oh, the last, little bit is that we are experiencing some COVID-inspired follicle challenges. So normally this would come with a video, and it will in the future. However, Paulette's got some color things going on.
As soon as I get this rectified, you'll be able to see what we look
like. Yep. So the hairdressers need to be deemed essential, apparently, and then we can, you know, work that up. Or we can, I don't know, we'll create her a costume or something. Maybe we can be like Weird Hat Day. No?
Yeah, no.
No. Okay. Well, so that was not one of my good ideas. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you soon. Okay, bye-bye. I swear that you are the future. Thank you for joining us on the Across the Desk podcast with our new series, The Future Looks Good. Please check out spirocareerscanada.ca to learn more about the resources available to people on the autism spectrum for employment success.